What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, what you're watching here is the merger of the Iranian government and the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
Into one political entity on the streets of America. It's really amazing what we're seeing.
Sure looks like it.
So let's start with this. John Kirby, co-spokes hack for the Biden, or is it Harris administration? I don't. She seems to be running stuff. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, it's real weird. Okay, admitting, okay, Iran is funding these pro-terrorist, pro-Democrat, because they're all Democrats, street, you know, riots, marches, violence, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. They're funding, but you know, they're not funding all of it, so it doesn't count, just some of it.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully funded by Iran.
Let's remember, Lee, who the other entity funding this is. And you can see the merger between the Democrat Party and Iran. It's Joe Biden's own campaign donors, remember?
Yep.
So Iran and Biden's campaign donors are funding the violence you're seeing in the streets that Hakeem Jeffries had to come out and say yesterday, oh, that's not us. Oh, yes, it is. Gaslighting people. He's the minority leader in the House. Democrat minority leader, gaslighting people. Yes, it is. We know that Biden's donors are funding this, and we know Iran is funding this. It's outrageous. Now, let's just to highlight how outrageous this is. There should be criminal investigations of this. This is, there are federal laws against this, against foreign countries coming in here and trying to undermine our country. Now, remember what we were told. That we had to turn the life of Donald Trump upside down. We had to get subpoenas. He had to turn over more than a million documents. We put 36 FBI agents on him. Why? Because he might have a relationship with the Russians, right? He might be a Russian stooge. The Russians have sent bots in. Oh my gosh, they're on Twitter. They're trying to what? Influence this election. But it's okay if Iran and Biden's donors fund street protest. Do I have this straight? Do we not need to have investigations in Congress like we did over the Trump-Putin hoax?
Yeah, one would think.
Where are the investigations here? This is Iran trying to influence an election and steal our democracy. Where are the investigations of this? Now, this gets real pernicious if you sit down and think about it for a minute. So Iran funds pro-Democrat, pro-terror protests in the USA with what money? Because you remember under Trump, we had all these articles, these poor Iranian people couldn't even get enough food to eat. He had them so locked down, right? Sanctions. Well, oh, they're paying for that with the billions of dollars the Biden regime gave them. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Freed it up, right? So let's get this straight. The Biden regime frees up billions of dollars, and then Iran recycles, some might say launders the money, back into the protest groups, the same protest groups on the streets that Biden's own donors are funding. You're watching the merger of the Iranian government and the Democrat Party in the streets of America for violence and chaos. Now, let's go a step further. Who has sent assassins to kill Donald Trump in his inner circle?
That would be Iran.
Wow. Now, Google this because you won't find it. Where's the Iranian plot to assassinate Biden in his inner circle? Kamala and her inner circle? By gosh, there isn't one. Weird. So let's keep going, shall we? Suppose you're the Iranian mullahs and you know you got a good thing going. The Democrats are more than happy to allow you to fund un-American activity on our streets. The burning of American flags, the hoisting of Palestinian flags, the praise for the terror group, the harassment of Jews, that kind of thing. They're all fine with it. Okay, Then you learn something very surprising. You know what you learn? You learn that as soon as the U.S. government learned that you were trying to assassinate Donald Trump, they lowered the security classification on his rally to loose security. So loose, in fact, no canines used to detect bombs or guns, no pre-sweep of the area. Anybody with or without credentials can go backstage because it's a loose security event. And you sent the Secret Service to Jill's event. After learning about the Iranian assassination attempt, think about this from the perspective of the mullahs for a minute. And you know what you're going? These Democrats want us to assassinate Trump. That's what you would think if you're a sane person.
And this thing about the Jill Biden event was an indoor event with just a few hundred people.
Yes, and she got 12 Secret Service.
As opposed...
Trump got three.
Yes.
They're called post-standers. So you see this, you're Iran, you know what this means. You know who you sent. And here's the thing. This is not a theoretical sort of, you know, they try to downplay it. So, oh, we've got one human source. No. Again, we already arrested the first assassin. He is awaiting trial by the DOJ. He had tried to hire a cartel hitman for $300,000 to kill Pompeo and Bolton. And then he had another $1 million in another account that he was going to use to pay other assassins to go after Trump. This was real. He is facing trial, okay? We have the name and the picture of the second Iranian assassin sent by the Quds Force, the Iranian Guard, to come after Trump and his inner circle. We've got his name. We've got his face. We even know that he's going to try to sneak into the country via Venezuela. He speaks Spanish. And knowing that and announcing that in April, and then the Iranians find out the Democrats are unsecuring and insecuring the Trump rally, it sure looks like you want an assassin to take him out. That's what you take away from that if you're the mullahs. Or if you're the Russians. Wait, what?
Yeah.
You know what's really wild about this? This is from Judge Napolitano's podcast. Remember him from Fox News?
Yeah.
And he had Scott Ritter on. Scott Ritter is a longtime UN weapons inspector.
Right.
Fluent in Russia, many classified clearances. Fluent in Russian, many classified clearances. Goes back and forth between here and Russia. So Judge Napolitano asks him, what do the Russians think of this thing that's going on in this country with the, you know, musical chairs, presidential candidates? You know, one a coup, two a coup, three a coup. Yeah, like that. What do they think? Because you know how we think about Russia, right? Like,
right.
If you... challenge Putin effectively, you're either going to A, fall out a glass window, or B, come down with a poisoning, you know, plutonium or something. So, you know, that's how we think of Russia from here, like as a place where Putin, wink, wink, nod, nod, gets elected, but not really. More like a selection, if you will. Well, the Russians see us the same way, according to Ritter, who has a lot of his contacts there and spends a lot of time there. Again, the former UN weapons inspector, this is how Russians see America now. Basically, this is the irony, the same way we see them.
The Russians are viewing this as part and parcel of a systemic breakdown on the part of the United States. They view the attempted assassination against Donald Trump as part of the same overall scene or narrative of the what they're calling a soft coup against Joe Biden. You know, basically elements within the establishment that are opting to take matters into their own hands to eliminate candidates that aren't going to fulfill their purpose. The physical elimination of Donald Trump, and now we have the political nullification of Joe Biden. From the Russian perspective, this is all part and parcel of the systemic failure of American democracy.
Yeah, viewing it through a Russian lens,
yeah.
Why would you not look at it that way?
No.
Because we have it's very different when you're this close to the crime scene like we are in this country. But when you're overseas and you have multiple accounts and multiple perspectives on the events that take place here, why wouldn't they look at it that way?
It's just wild to me. They don't see any difference between their oligarchs and our oligarchs and the coups they run to maintain power. It says a lot. This says a lot, too. And you know, speaking of Russia, you know, and how they have quasi state media there. It's soft touch media. It's not like the old days, but still we have that here, too. This is wild. A Democrat lawmaker confirmed to Fox News that Democrats have received a piece of paper with talking points slash lies about how to discuss Kamala Harris's role on the southern border. And it's the exact talking points the media is using.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of it. Borders are title invented by Republicans. Weird. Why was all the mainstream media using it and referring to her as the borders are that? Because we've played all that audio. Was not asked to lead on administration's immigration or border enforcement policies. And they say that POTUS tasked her to lead admin's diplomatic root causes strategies in Central America. Yes, as the borders are. Role focus on changing conditions in other countries, not the U.S. border. No. For years, the media covered that she wouldn't go to the border. Why would they cover that she wouldn't go to the border?
Right.
And then the fact she did finally go to the border if she wasn't in charge of the borders.
Or at least
she was
close to the border and only spent a few minutes there. And the people who were there said that she was trying to rush through this and get out of there.
But what's so crazy about this is that you have the media using Kamala Harris's campaign talking points that have also been handed to Democrats as news.
Yeah.
As news.
Mm-hmm. And it is nothing but a disinformation campaign.
Yes. Again, not so different from Russia.
Well, I mean, look at what we're going on. Kamala Harris, she of course not was not the border czar. Trump didn't get actually struck by a bullet. The vaccine is perfectly safe for everyone. We had a very well maintained exit from Afghanistan. That was a great success. I mean, look at all the lies that we are fed when we see right in front of us exactly what's going on, and yet we are told otherwise by the media and the Democrat progressive secularist.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. What would make you think
exactly.
There's something
wrong?
Are you taking in that propaganda again?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Christopher Wray, I mean, just the look on his face as he's lying about the Trump bullet. And you know what? The media's coverage of that is even completely dishonest. Because look, he's under oath, right? So he can't leave it like he doesn't know because he knows. He knows Trump was hit by a bullet. So later on, he actually says, he refers to it as like the pathway that the bullet traveled. Here, I'll get his exact words on this. He admits the bullet grazed Trump. Why would he do that? Because he's under oath. But he's smart. He's a smart guy. He knows the media will only take the first sentence. While we don't know whether it was a bullet or glass. Yes, they do.
So it's conceivable, although, as I say here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So let us
So he knows. He's talking about the grazing. He knows. So now they're doing this really evil thing. The headlines, you should see them. They just started popping up about an hour ago. FBI seeking interview with Trump to find out if he really got hit by a bullet. As if, you know, Trump's on the run or something.
Yeah.
As if Trump won't sit down because, you know, he's probably lying about that. This is misinformation, gaslighting by the FBI, who, let's not forget, has the ability to censor you everywhere but Twitter and Gab and Getter. So I'm sure they're very busy little bees censoring anything having to do with the assassination and the bullet, except their negative propaganda. So what they're doing is using the same, we're talking about talking points, they're using the same set of talking points Joy Reid was. I played them side by side. Christopher Wray, Joy Reid.
I got a question. Okay, let's say that it was shrapnel. Show me the teleprompter that got hit. Show it to me. Show me.
Another texter pointed out they would have gone over the scene with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes.
Trump's DNA, i.e. blood, will be on the bullet or on the glass. This is should not be something they're confused. They're not confused.
No.
There's no way.
They're just trying to confuse you.
Yeah, they're trying to confuse you to help the Democrat Party win because that's what the FBI does now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our side is way too cocky. All of a sudden, Washington Post wants you to know that Kamala Harris is super duper popular on TikTok and expect to see a network of TikTok influencers who think she's just swell promoting her. How many? Thousands. Maybe tens of thousands. A network. Wow, that was fast. I mean, what? We've only known she'd probably be the nominee for, where'd that come from? Oh, wait till you hear this. Because it's not a real network. Not of people, anyway. But there definitely is an outfit that wants to make sure she gets elected. I'm going to give you a hint. It's the same one that runs Communist China, and they are launching their campaign for Kamala. Isn't that illegal? Yeah. While the FBI and our intelligence agencies warn us, beware the Russian bots. They may try to get Trump elected again. Nobody can find these Russian bots, at least nobody at the Twitter headquarters. But the Chinese bots, no one cares about them because they're for Kamala. I'm going to explain. You're about to see a massive push by the Chinese Communist Party to get Kamala Harris elected when we return. Washington Post says there's this amazing and completely incredible network on TikTok ready to promote Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah. Thousands of accounts just like that. Why do they want you to know this? That's a weird thing. Where did that come from overnight? No, they don't say. It's just, you know, it's people who are very excited about Kamala. They're going to push her really hard to young people on TikTok. Where might that be coming from? Remember this? One of the most shocking articles I've ever featured here on the show shows you how things really work. Headline from Forbes on TikTok. Chinese state media pushes videos about U.S. politicians. So suppose you live in China, right? And your life is governed by the iron fist of rule of the Chinese Communist Party and its government apparatus. If you live in China, you have a digital wall around you, and everything that you know about the world comes from Chinese Communist Party television. The news outlet is called China Central Television. It is the propaganda wing of the Chinese Communist Party. So you're in China. This is where all your information comes from. It comes from the government. You're on TikTok. This is where your political information comes from too. What? Yeah, they actually registered China Central TV with the federal government as required by law. And then it began to belt out. This was in 2022 and 2020. Videos, tens of thousands of pro-Democrat videos or anti-Republican videos that accumulated tens of millions of views. Many of them, Forbes writes, on videos editorializing about U.S. politics. Without clear disclosure, they were posted by a foreign government. Do you see why the Washington Post all of a sudden wants you to know that Kamala's got this? Wow, this incredible network is so great. Well, the people aren't real, but they, you know, they love her in China. The accounts are managed by Media Links TV. That is a registered foreign agent. Foreign agent of what? The Chinese Communist Party. They're literally, their propaganda wing runs this. Okay, wait a minute. Didn't I just see last week, a whole bunch of articles from our intelligence agencies warning me that the Russian bots are out? Man, they're out in force and they're gonna, if you see anything bad about Democrats or anything positive about Trump, it's probably a Russian bot. You know, the Russian bots that they actually made up because they're not real. Remember when we did the tweet, we got the Twitter files when Elon Musk bought Twitter and they went inside, took a look at the emails, and even the liberal censors at Twitter were mad at the FBI because the FBI was telling the New York Times, the Washington Post, hey, all this positive stuff that you're seeing on Twitter, yeah, those are Russian bots, and demanding Twitter remove them. Well, Twitter had tried to remove them. They couldn't find any Russian bots. All they could find was conservative Americans and some defunct spam accounts that weren't spamming anything illegal. They were Russian, but they had no impact. So it was a back and forth between our intel apparatus and the censors at Twitter going, we're trying to find the Russian bots, but they're not here. Could you please stop lying to the media and saying the Russian bots are trying to get Trump elected? Which is why we call it the Russian hoax. But the Chinese bots are real. And that's why they want you to know, because if you suddenly see tens of thousands of accounts operating simultaneously with pro Kamala Harris and anti Donald Trump videos and anti, they go after Republican senators too. No, it is the Chinese Communist Party. Well, is that legal? No, no, it's not. It's not legal. It's an in-kind donation. It's worth billions of dollars, potentially, at least at a minimum, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. We're talking tens of millions of hits, tens of thousands of accounts. Yeah. So as the Democrats in our intel agencies scream about Russian bots that aren't real, the Chinese bots are busy getting Kamala elected on TikTok. Folks, this is why I keep you know, reminding you, this is not going to be easy, okay? Because while you got TikTok, the Communist Party working with the Democrat Party to get Kamala elected on TikTok with fake news and fake videos that literally come direct from the Communist Party and their propaganda wing, while you got all that going on, you've got the FBI censoring on Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah. And they got the whole mainstream media. That's going to be worth $1 billion of lies and free coverage as well. So what we do not have, though, that we had in we have now that we did not have in 2022, the good news is we have the most downloaded news app on earth, and that is now Twitter. It's going to have to be enough. And folks, Donald Trump is going to need to, and as I've been saying in recent weeks, he's going to need to go back on Twitter. Okay, Donald Trump thinks that he doesn't need a turnout the vote operation. He thinks he doesn't need talking points. He thinks he doesn't need a war room. All things Democrats clearly have. Because he still remembers what it was like to run against Hillary Clinton. Where, you know, I'll just go out and I'll just, you know, do some rallies and people will cut up the videos and stuff and they'll share them. No, they won't. No, you signed an executive order, Donald Trump unfortunately did, that allowed the FBI to censor him, and they quickly turned around and took his Twitter account. Well, Elon Musk has given it back. Use it. Because I'm here to tell you, nobody is going to go on Truth Social to see what you're saying. Nobody cares. They don't. That's just, it's a wind tunnel. It's a wind tunnel where people who think alike are screaming at each other. Trump must go back on Twitter. And he needs to counter the Chinese Communist Party's illegal influence. It's just amazing to me. Nobody is pursuing this. And what is it? This is Chinese bot. These, and folks, if it was sort of shady and, you know, not easy to see, that'd be one thing. They are registered with the foreign government as the Chinese government's propaganda wing. And they are going to have a major impact on what young people, those under the age of 34, think about Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, and our Senate candidates and our House candidates. And it's like, it's not even happening. So that's why the Washington Post was in such a lather yesterday to let you know that Kamala Harris has so many fans. Oh, so many on Twitter. I mean, on TikTok. Yeah, they're not real people, but they look like they are. They look like they are, but they're not. They're not real. So folks, it could. So here's the thing. It could be a lot worse if not for Elon Musk. It could be so much worse. Because we would have nothing. We would have no way to get our message out of any kind. And we do. We do because Elon Musk, God bless him, bought Twitter. Texter writes here, I notice Trump has been posting on Gab a lot, but that is not true. Nobody sees anything on Gab. I mean, they don't. I put my podcast there. You can get it there every day in case, you know, you're on Gab. But the Gab is a wind tunnel. It is where people who agree with each other and already voting for Trump, that's where they go. I don't care what's on Gab. I mean, it's an interesting place, but I don't care about it. Texter writes, hey, Tira, don't worry. Jim Jordan is rolling up his sleeves and he is going to have a hearing. Great. Another texter writes, in March of 2023, Congress introduced a resolution to remove Kamala as the border czar. I understand free speech, but I wish media would be held liable for lying and misleading the public. This is a purposeful effort to lie to low information voters. Again, we don't need to hold the media accountable. We don't need to do that. What we need is a free speech environment. We need the restoration of the First Amendment. And we need it restored by law across all of these platforms. We need the FBI to stop illegally censoring Americans. That's what we need. But letting the Chinese do whatever the heck they want on TikTok. Isn't that wild? And I'm going to tell you, you're not going to see throughout this entire election, you're going to see more Russian bot stuff. And you know what they do? Anytime Trump's having a good week, we're going to hear Russian bots. We're going to hear it's Russian bots, it's just fake, it's Russian bots. It'll be real, but we're going to hear fake Russian bots, right? But the FBI will not do a darn thing on TikTok to stop the Chinese Communist Party from illegally donating billions of dollars in kind donations to help the Democrats. It's just, it's outrageous. It's what we're up against. You know why we're up against it? Because the Republicans allow it. The Republicans allow it. Mike Johnson allows it. They say nothing. Let's see. Texture rates. Don't worry, Tara. Oh, no, I read that. Texture rates. The only poll I believe is the betting site Predict It. Trump is up bigly. Yeah, look. Everything that you need to know about the strength of Kamala Harris as a candidate, you can get by listening to Casey Hunt on CNN. She sounded, after Obama was forced to stop putting knives in Kamala's back and endorse her, she sounded like she was headed to a funeral.
If, in fact, Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee, loses to Donald Trump in November, there are going to be so many questions for the Democratic Party to soul search about how they got to a point where they denied themselves a primary process, a crucible that could have produced perhaps a stronger candidate. The number of what ifs would just explode.
Yeah. And it goes the same way as Lee said earlier in a Republican, if Trump loses, there's going to be a lot of, you know, trying to figure out what went on. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Biden's Title IX rules set to take effect in blue states. Not red states, though, because they sued. You know what this will do? It conditions federal money on the speech codes I told you the day after the gay marriage ruling would take effect. And they're here now. After the in the write-up for the gay marriage ruling, it had nothing to do with gay marriage. Justice Kennedy freelanced and created something new called the right to self-identity. And Jonathan Turley warned at the time that it would bump up against the First Amendment. It would. And I said the whole point of the obsession of the left with transgender people, they don't care about them, is to use the trans issue to get to speech codes for America. And here you go. It's the first speech codes embedded in Title IX. Here's what it says, that students in these blue states, because they didn't challenge it, so it'll go into effect there. If you misgender somebody, you have to be punished and or disciplined, or you can lose your federal funding. So it is mandatory pretend time. If somebody says they're a fill in the blank here, whatever that is this week, other students, teachers, and administrators have to play along, and anybody who refuses to play along, they can cause them to lose their federal funding. Now, the good news is South Carolina is one of the states that sued. Unless we lose later, it's not going into effect here, which is awesome. But blue states and even some red states like North Carolina, because North Carolina has a liberal governor and a Democrat attorney general. They're kind of in danger up there. So going to be interesting to see. We'll have an interview on it on Monday. But this is it. This is the speech codes I told you in the days after the gay marriage ruling they would create off that ruling, the right to self-identity, which is the right to force others to speak the words you want them to speak. And folks, this self-identity, if they can get this in place for transgender people, they can begin to get it in place for other people. And my right to self-identity, I don't feel like going to that Baptist church this weekend with my parents. I don't like that church. I don't identify as a Baptist. I'm not going. Federal government be right there to help you. That's what this is for. Well, I identify as in love with a 42-year-old man, even though I'm only 13. Well, love is love. If he identifies as in love with you, well, I mean, we can't get in the way with that. I mean, you can't let parents get in the way of that. See how this works? And on and on and on and on. So this is the basis of it, the legal basis. So that just went into effect. Meanwhile, did you see this? Cycling of, I knew this would happen. The left said this wasn't going to happen. Of course it did happen. Cycling event in Washington State. For the first time, all the top three spots, number one, number two, and number three on the podium, all occupied by men, biological men who won the woman's race. Teams with what are called trans-identified male cyclists. Again, so dudes.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington Post says there's this amazing and completely incredible network on TikTok ready to promote Kamala Harris. Oh yeah, thousands of accounts just like that. Why do they want you to know this? That's a weird thing. Where did that come from overnight? No, they don't say. It's just, you know, it's people who are very excited about Kamala. They're going to push her really hard to young people on TikTok. Where might that be coming from? Remember this? One of the most shocking articles I've ever featured here on the show. Shows you how things really work. Headline from Forbes on TikTok. Chinese state media pushes videos about U.S. politicians. So suppose you live in China, right? And your life is governed by the iron fist of rule of the Chinese Communist Party and its government apparatus. If you live in China, you have a digital wall around you, and everything that you know about the world comes from Chinese Communist Party television. The news outlet is called China Central Television. It is the propaganda wing of the Chinese Communist Party. So you're in China. This is where all your information comes from. It comes from the government. You're on TikTok. This is where your political information comes from too. What? Yeah, they actually registered China Central TV with the federal government as required by law. And then it began to belt out. This was in 2022 and 2020. Videos, tens of thousands of pro-Democrat videos or anti-Republican videos that accumulated tens of millions of views. Many of them, Forbes writes, on videos editorializing about U.S. politics. Without clear disclosure, they were posted by a foreign government. Do you see why the Washington Post all of a sudden wants you to know that Kamala's got this? Wow, this incredible network is so great. Well, the people aren't real, but they, you know, they love her in China. The accounts are managed by Media Links TV. That is a registered foreign agent. Foreign agent of what? The Chinese Communist Party. They're literally, their propaganda wing runs this. Okay, wait a minute. Didn't I just see last week, a whole bunch of articles from our intelligence agencies warning me that the Russian bots are out? Man, they're out in force, and they're gonna, if you see anything bad about Democrats or anything positive about Trump, it's probably a Russian bot. You know, the Russian bots that they actually made up because they're not real. Remember when we did the tweet, we got the Twitter files when Elon Musk bought Twitter, and they went inside and took a look at the emails, and even the liberal censors at Twitter were mad at the FBI because the FBI was telling the New York Times and the Washington Post, hey, all this positive stuff that you're seeing on Twitter, yeah, those are Russian bots, and demanding Twitter remove them. Well, Twitter had tried to remove them. They couldn't find any Russian bots. All they could find was conservative Americans and some defunct spam accounts that weren't spamming anything illegal. They were Russian, but they had no impact. So it was a back and forth between our intel apparatus and the censors at Twitter going, we're trying to find the Russian bots, but they're not here. Could you please stop lying to the media and saying the Russian bots are trying to get Trump elected, which is why we call it the Russian hoax. But the Chinese bots are real. And that's why they want you to know, because if you suddenly see tens of thousands of accounts operating simultaneously with pro Kamala Harris and anti Donald Trump videos and anti, they go after Republican senators too. No, it is the Chinese Communist Party. Well, is that legal? No, no, it's not. It's not legal. It's an in-kind donation. It's worth billions of dollars, potentially, at least at a minimum, hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. We're talking tens of millions of hits, tens of thousands of accounts. Yeah. So as the Democrats in our intel agencies scream about Russian bots that aren't real, the Chinese bots are busy getting Kamala elected on TikTok. Folks, this is why I keep you know, reminding you, this is not going to be easy, okay? Because while you got TikTok, the Communist Party working with the Democrat Party to get Kamala elected on TikTok with fake news and fake videos that literally come direct from the Communist Party and their propaganda wing, while you got all that going on, you've got the FBI censoring on Facebook and Instagram. So, yeah. And they got the whole mainstream media. That's going to be worth $1 billion of lies and free coverage as well. So what we do not have, though, that we had in we have now that we did not have in 2022, the good news is we have the most downloaded news app on earth, and that is now Twitter. It's going to have to be enough. And folks, Donald Trump is going to need to, and as I've been saying in recent weeks, he's going to need to go back on Twitter. Okay, Donald Trump thinks that he doesn't need a turnout the vote operation. He thinks he doesn't need talking points. He thinks he doesn't need a war room. All things Democrats clearly have, because he still remembers what it was like to run against Hillary Clinton. Where, you know, I'll just go out and I'll just, you know, do some rallies and people will cut up the videos and stuff and they'll share them. No, they won't. No, you signed an executive order, Donald Trump unfortunately did, that allowed the FBI to censor him, and they quickly turned around and took his Twitter account. Well, Elon Musk is giving it back. Use it. Because I'm here to tell you, nobody is going to go on Truth Social to see what you're saying. Nobody cares. They don't. That's just, it's a wind tunnel. It's a wind tunnel where people who think alike are screaming at each other. Trump must go back on Twitter. And he needs to counter the Chinese Communist Party's illegal influence. It's just amazing to me. Nobody is pursuing this. And what is it? This is Chinese bot. These and folks, if it was sort of shady and, you know, not easy to see, that'd be one thing. They are registered with the foreign government as the Chinese government's propaganda wing. And they are going to have a major impact on what young people, those under the age of 34, think about Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, and our Senate candidates and our House candidates. And it's like it's not even happening. So that's why the Washington Post was in such a lather yesterday, to let you know that Kamala Harris has so many fans. Oh, so many on Twitter. I mean, on TikTok. Yeah, they're not real people, but they look like they are. They look like they are, but they're not. They're not real. So and folks, it could. So here's the thing. It could be a lot worse if not for Elon Musk. It could be so much worse. Because we would have nothing. We would have no way to get our message out of any kind. And we do. We do because Elon Musk, God bless him, bought Twitter. Texter writes here, I notice Trump has been posting on Gab a lot, but that is not true. Nobody sees anything on Gab. I mean, they don't. I put my podcast there. You can get it there every day in case, you know, you're on Gab. But the Gab is a wind tunnel. It is where people who agree with each other and already voting for Trump, that's where they go. I don't care what's on Gab. I mean, it's an interesting place, but I don't care about it. Texter writes, hey, Tira, don't worry, Jim Jordan is rolling up his sleeves and he is going to have a hearing. Great. Another texter writes, in March of 2023, Congress introduced a resolution to remove Kamala as the border czar. I understand free speech, but I wish the media would be held liable for lying and misleading the public. This is a purposeful effort to lie to low information voters. Again, we don't need to hold the media accountable. We don't need to do that. What we need is a free speech environment. We need the restoration of the First Amendment. And we need it restored by law across all of these platforms. We need the FBI to stop illegally censoring Americans. That's what we need. But letting the Chinese do whatever the heck they want on TikTok. Isn't that wild? And I tell you, you're not going to see throughout this entire election, you're going to see more Russian bot stuff. And you know what they do? Anytime Trump's having a good week, we're going to hear Russian bots. We're going to hear it's Russian bots. It's just fake. It's Russian bots. It'll be real, but we're going to hear fake Russian bots, right? But the FBI will not do a darn thing on TikTok to stop the Chinese Communist Party from illegally donating billions of dollars in kind donations to help the Democrats. It's just, it's outrageous. It's what we're up against. And you know why we're up against it? Because the Republicans allow it. The Republicans allow it. Mike Johnson allows it. They say nothing. Let's see. Texter writes, don't worry, Tara. Oh, no, I read that. Texter writes, the only poll I believe is the betting site Predict It. Trump is up bigly. Yeah, look, everything that you need to know about the strength of Kamala Harris as a candidate, you can get by listening to Casey Hunt on CNN. She sounded after Obama was forced to stop putting knives in Kamala's back and endorse her. She sounded like she was headed to a funeral.
If, in fact, Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee, loses to Donald Trump in November, there are going to be so many questions for the Democratic Party to soul search about how they got to a point where they denied themselves a primary process, a crucible that could have produced perhaps a stronger candidate. The number of what ifs would just explode.
Yeah. And it goes the same way as Lee said earlier in a Republican, if Trump loses, there's going to be a lot of, trying to figure out what went on. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. Biden's Title IX rules set to take effect in blue states. Not red states, though, because they sued. You know what this will do? It conditions federal money on the speech codes I told you the day after the gay marriage ruling would take effect. And they're here now. After the in the write-up for the gay marriage ruling, it had nothing to do with gay marriage, Justice Kennedy freelanced and created something new called the right to self-identity. And Jonathan Turley warned at the time that it would bump up against the First Amendment. It would. And I said the whole point of the obsession of the left with transgender people, they don't care about them, is to use the trans issue to get to speech codes for America. And here you go. It's the first speech codes embedded in Title IX. Here's what it says, that students in these blue states, because they didn't challenge it, so it'll go into effect there. If you misgender somebody, you have to be punished and or disciplined, or you can lose your federal funding. So it is mandatory pretend time. If somebody says they're a fill in the blank here, whatever that is this week, other students, teachers, and administrators have to play along, and anybody who refuses to play along, they can cause them to lose their federal funding. Now, the good news is South Carolina is one of the states that sued. Unless we lose later, it's not going into effect here, which is awesome. But blue states and even some red states like North Carolina, because North Carolina has a liberal governor and a Democrat attorney general. They're kind of in danger up there. So going to be interesting to see. We'll have an interview on it on Monday. But this is it. This is the speech codes I told you in the days after the gay marriage ruling they would create off that ruling, the right to self-identity, which is the right to force others to speak the words you want them to speak. And folks, this self-identity, if they can get this in place for transgender people, they can begin to get it in place for other people. And my right to self-identity, I don't feel like going to that Baptist church this weekend with my parents. I don't like that church. I don't identify as a Baptist. I'm not going. Federal government be right there to help you. That's what this is for. Well, I identify as in love with a 42-year-old man, even though I'm only 13. Well, love is love. If he identifies as in love with you, well, I mean, we can't get in the way with that. I mean, you can't let parents get in the way of that. See how this works? And on and on and on and on. So this is the basis of it, the legal basis. So that just went into effect. Meanwhile, did you see this? Cycling of, I knew this would happen. The left said this wasn't going to happen. Of course, it did happen. Cycling event in Washington State. For the first time, all the top three spots, number one, number two, and number three on the podium, all occupied by men, biological men who won the woman's race. Teams with what are called trans-identified male cyclists, again, so dudes who say they're women, win top three spots at women's bike race in Washington. If you even opine about this, if you're one of the actual female racers, you say something negative on social media, you're caught saying anything at all, you could be kicked out of the sport. They call that a no bullying policy. But what is it really? It's a speech code. It's a speech code. This is the basis for society-wide speech codes in which the left dictates not only what you will not say, but what you must speak. It's Orwellian, it's Soviet, it's all of those things. And this is what's at stake. This is how Americans are going to win if they let going to live if they let Kamala Harris win. This is what you're choosing when they say tolerance. What they mean is intolerance for any view that is not their own. Texter writes, Tara, you're the best. It just sucks having to report this garbage and liberals in our life. Well, the good news is we actually won the Title IX court case. For now, there's going to be appeals of it, and it's not going to go into effect in South Carolina. And you can thank our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, for that. So good job, Alan Wilson. Texter writes, Tara Harris is in full campaign mode. Last night while on YouTube, I had a pop-up Harris ad with her speaking to me. She makes several points and asks for donation. The Democrats are very savvy in using social media. Trump needs to get on the campaign stick. Simply holding his traditional rallies may not be enough. No, it's not enough. And we desperately, desperately, desperately need a war room where Republicans and Trump all speak on the same talking points like the Democrats and their media are doing. And we don't have it. We don't have just even the basics that we need to run a competitive campaign. And I'm telling you, folks, when you're looking nationwide, Trump's at 47, she's at 46. Neither of them are at 50 plus one in any of these swing states. And I'm telling you, those swing states going to come down, the six states going to come down to less than 200,000 votes. And the rest of the states just don't matter. I mean, they're interesting, but they don't matter. It's those swing states that matter. And Trump does have a tiny lead right now in these swing states. But again, most of them are in the margin of error. And neither of them is at 51%. They're both in the 40s. Nobody can get over the hill right now. And I'm telling you, they outwork us on the ground. They will win this thing. She can win. Don't kid yourself. She can win. She can win. And we need to do the bare minimum basics. Trump's commercials are good. I'm going to give him that. They are very, very good. But we got to do more than that. Okay. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Biden's Title IX rules set to take effect in blue states. Not red states, though, because they sued. You know what this will do? It conditions federal money on the speech codes I told you the day after the gay marriage ruling would take effect. And they're here now. In the write-up for the gay marriage ruling, it had nothing to do with the gay marriage, Justice Kennedy freelanced and created something new called the right to self-identity. And Jonathan Turley warned at the time that it would bump up against the First Amendment. It would. And I said, the whole point of the obsession of the left with transgender people, they don't care about them, is to use the trans issue to get to speech codes for America. And here you go, it's the first speech codes embedded in Title IX. Here's what it says, that students in these blue states, because they didn't challenge it, so it'll go into effect there. If you misgender somebody, you have to be punished and or disciplined, or you can lose your federal funding. So it is mandatory pretend time. If somebody says they're a fill in the blank here, whatever that is this week, other students, teachers, and administrators have to play along. And anybody who refuses to play along, they can cause them to lose their federal funding. Now, the good news is South Carolina is one of the states that sued. Unless we lose later, it's not going into effect here, which is awesome. But blue states and even some red states like North Carolina, because North Carolina has a liberal governor and a Democrat attorney general. They're kind of in danger up there. So going to be interesting to see. We'll have an interview on it on Monday. But this is it. This is the speech codes I told you. In the days after the gay marriage ruling, they would create off that ruling the right to self-identity, which is the right to force others to speak the words you want them to speak. And folks, this self-identity, if they can get this in place for transgender people, they can begin to get it in place for other people. And my right to self-identity, I don't feel like going to that Baptist church this weekend with my parents. I don't like that church. I don't identify as a Baptist. I'm not going. Federal government be right there to help you. That's what this is for. Well, I identify as in love with a 42-year-old man, even though I'm only 13. Well, love is love. If he identifies as in love with you, well, I mean, we can't get away with that. I mean, you can't let parents get in the way of that. See how this works? And on and on and on and on. So this is the basis of it, the legal basis. So that just went into effect. Meanwhile, did you see this? Cycling of, I knew this would happen. The left said this wasn't going to happen. Of course, it did happen. Cycling event in Washington State. For the first time, all the top three spots, number one, number two, and number three on the podium, all occupied by men, biological men who won the women's race. Teams with what are called trans-identified male cyclists, again, so dudes who say they're women, win top three spots at women's bike race in Washington. If you even opine about this, if you're one of the actual female racers, you say something negative on social media, you're caught saying anything at all, you could be kicked out of the sport. They call that a no bullying policy. But what is it really? It's a speech code. It's a speech code. This is the basis for society-wide speech codes in which the left dictates not only what you will not say, but what you must speak. It's Orwellian, it's Soviet, it's all of those things. This is what's at stake. This is how Americans are going to win if they let it, going to live if they let Kamala Harris win. This is what you're choosing when they say tolerance. What they mean is intolerance for any view that is not their own. Texter writes, Tara, you're the best. It just sucks having to report this garbage and liberals in our life. Well, the good news is we actually won the Title IX court case. For now, there's going to be appeals of it, and it's not going to go into effect in South Carolina. And you can thank our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, for that. So good job, Alan Wilson. Texter writes, Tara Harris is in full campaign mode. Last night while on YouTube, I had a pop-up Harris ad with her speaking to me. She makes several points and asks for donation. The Democrats are very savvy in using social media. Trump needs to get on the campaign stick. Simply holding his traditional rallies may not be enough. No, it's not enough. And we desperately, desperately, desperately need a war room where Republicans and Trump all speak on the same talking points like the Democrats and their media are doing. And we don't have it. We don't have just even the basics that we need to run a competitive campaign. And I'm telling you, folks, when you're looking nationwide, Trump's at 47, she's at 46. Neither of them are at 50+1 in any of these swing states. And I'm telling you, those swing states going to come down, the six states going to come down to less than 200,000 votes. And the rest of the states just don't matter. I mean, they're interesting, but they don't matter. It's those swing states that matter. And Trump does have a tiny lead right now in these swing states. But again, they're both, most of them are in the margin of error. And neither of them is at 51%. They're both in the 40s. Nobody can get over the hill right now. And I'm telling you, they outwork us on the ground. They will win this thing. She can win. Don't kid yourself. She can win. She can win. And we need to do the bare minimum basics. Trump's commercials are good. I'm going to give him that. They are very, very good. But he is, we got to do more than that. Okay. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.